The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Thank you, Bernie. You're listening to the Clare Byrne Show on News Talk. We are in the Ballykilcavan Farm and Brewery in County Laois this morning for the News Talk summer tour with thanks to ESB, Ireland's largest EV charging network. We've been joined by lots of lovely people. Give us a cheer to take us into the 11 o'clock hour. Lovely Laois people who are with us, and we have lots to come. Two of our audience have been off learning how to play the Bowron. They had about an hour and a half to learn how to play the Bowron with Tig, and they're going to be back with us before 12 o'clock. We're going to see how they got on. We will have afternoon tea with Chef Shane Smith. Shane has little treats for everybody to taste a little bit later on, so we're looking forward to that. And we're going to be meeting a Laois rugby legend. The number, if you'd like to get in touch, 087 1400 106. That's the number for WhatsApp, or you can email clarebyrne@newstalk.com. I am surrounded by drink. And it's really strong drink. It's Irish poutine, which, you know, we all have heard about poutine, haven't we, over the years growing up. And it's gone from being made in secret in the shed to being sold now in exclusive cocktail bars. I'm joined by brand manager at Mickel Distillery in County Galway, Micheál O'Flaherty. You're very welcome, Micheál. Thanks for being with us. And from Bar 1661, the Flahoolock cocktail maker, Steffi Fletcher. Steffi, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
You believe in the free pour, I take it, do you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was watching you putting the spirits in particular into the cocktail shaker, and some of our audience, their mouths were open.
Because they're thirsty.
All of the non-drivers are going to have a little treat, I think. Now, tell me a little bit, Micheál, about poutine, because I said to you it had that underground reputation, which is changing a lot.
Yeah, so poutine has this wonderful thing where it's in every single Irish person in the country knows about poutine, and they think that they know what it is, and they think they've had it, or they'll talk about it, as if they do. And so few people actually know what it's about. We have this real proud distilling tradition in Ireland that goes all the way back to 600 AD, according to the history books. And this spirit would have been known as Fuisce. And Fuisce comes from the Irish Uisce Beatha, water of life. And Fuisce got really, really, really popular around Ireland. Then in 1661, the great bar that Steffi works at is named after. The British Crown decided to do what they do best, put a tax on things. And we, the Irish, said what we do best, find a way to avoid paying that tax. And we had the birth of two distilling traditions in Ireland. We had those who paid the tax to the Crown, who became known as Parliament Whiskey Makers. Fuisce went anglicised into whiskey. And they had the ability then to get these big loans, these grants, and turn cottage industries into these mega industries that we know today. You know, Jemison, Paddy, Powers, Bushmills, all these big, big distilleries. Then there was the other side, those who decided, you know what, we're not going to pay this tax, and we're going to find another way to distill. And this became known as poutine. And poutine alludes to illicit nature. In Irish, it means put the pot, een small. So small so you can hide from yourself, the wife, the kids, you know, the church, the guards, the constable, from whoever, you know, prying eyes were coming from. So this tradition, I suppose, has a bit of a bad reputation here in Ireland. You know, everyone kind of, two things they associate with, 90% alcohol and potatoes. They're kind of
was it brewed from potatoes?
Not traditionally, no. So potatoes, you can make poutine from potatoes. It's a really tough crop to use. And, you know, potatoes arrived, you know, the 1600s. Famine did a famously good job of wiping them out. So they never became part of the distilling tradition here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And they're also, people would eat potatoes. Whereas, you know, the traditional grains would be, you know, barley, wheat, oats and rye. And that's, you know, what we would predominantly use was barley. You know, if we ask our head distiller, Jimmy Mickel, his one canon rule is like malt is king. So it's traditionally made with barley, oats, wheat or rye. And
so what is the difference between it then and other spirits, if that's the case?
So it's the way that it's distilled. So, you know, when you're distilling many spirits, particularly spirits that have been aged, they're going to be put into barrels. So what you do is you have three stages of distillation in your heads, which will drive you blind drunk. It's methylated spirits. It's almost blue in color, so it's like seeing the, you know, the yellow frog in the rainforest. You do not touch it. You stay away from it. It will make you, you know, sick, if, you know, not worse. Then the job of the distiller is to pick the heart's cut. This is the piece of the spirit that you're going to keep. Jimmy in our distillery, he does everything by nose, which makes it quite unique. You know, he'll be smelling the spirit the whole time, and, you know, if it smells good, it'll taste good. And then the tails is the kind of the back end of the spirit that doesn't have much flavor in it. So what you do is you keep the heads and the tails, you keep redistilling them, but the heart's cut's what you keep. In the likes of whiskey, which would be the other spirit we'd make here in Ireland, you take really big heart's cuts because the wood will round out the round out the roughness on the spirit. Mm-hmm. Whereas with poutine, you don't have that. You don't have that luxury.
So, Steffi, you're using poutine to make cocktails, this new iteration of poutine. So what have you made today?
So that's exactly what we do in Bar 1661, because poutine has this incredible history, but it also has a lot of preconceptions that surround it. I think we may all have a spirit that we may have encountered in our younger years that shouldn't have
tequila.
Taken... Yeah, exactly.
Don't ever. I can't even smell it. Yeah.
You know, there's people who, they don't drink tequila, but they'll drink a margarita. So that's our whole spiel, is we're putting poutine into cocktails to make it palatable and make it kind of for the masses and for the people again. So today we've got three really fun cocktails for you. We've got two Mickle cocktails. One of them is an Irish margarita, or an Irish daisy, as it were, with some Irish honey, some lime, some poutine. Mickle is beautiful because it has botanicals in it. It has a specific botanical called bog bean, and it's super floral and grassy, so it works really nicely in the place of a garden, which is why we've also put it into a Paloma.
Okay, so what is this one I see here?
That's the Paloma.
That's
so that
Paloma.
Would be poutine, a bit of lime, and some grapefruit soda.
I'm a bit nervous because I have to drive my car, right? But it does smell delicious. Is there anyone who's not driving who would like to try a poutine cocktail? Raise your hand. Listen, give that to that man down there. Have we a microphone? Where's David? Rory, thanks so much. I know. We won't make you talk after drinking the poutine. So what is in this now? What's
so
it going to have?
That is just some poutine, a little bit of lime, and then some grapefruit soda as well. And you don't need to be too scared, because none of the poutines we have here today are going to make you go blind or any of those.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm glad to hear it.
Any of those, glad to hear it.
What do you think? Is it nice?
That's actually lovely.
Refreshing.
It's really, really nice.
Yeah, it looks really
keep
nice.
It? What, one of
keep it. No, drink it.
Keep it. Yeah, why not? Go for it.
One of the great drinks, or my favourite drink with poutine, is poutine and Lilt. Now, Lilt's RIP, so this is like a fancier version of Lilt.
Lilt gone?
Yeah, it's been turned into Fanta grapefruit and pineapple, I think it is. Oh. But there's a wonderful Irish brand called Poachers who do a lovely grapefruit soda, so that's what you mix it with.
So, so that's what that is.
Yeah,
if you're looking for what it tastes like,
poutine and grapefruit soda. It's a great mix.
And what's this one that looks exactly like an Irish coffee?
And so this is probably the proudest poutine cocktail out there. This is the Belfast coffee. And we're just talking about margaritas. Like, margarita is the iconic flagship cocktail of tequila. And, you know, whiskey has the old fashioned. Poutine has the Belfast coffee. It's really recognizable, because it is basically a cold version of an Irish coffee that we make with cold brew.
Oh, it's cold.
It's cold, yeah. So it's not hot. And then we make it with poutine instead of Irish whiskey.
Who's going to try it? Have we an audience member?
Excellent.
Down the back. There we go. David, will you drop that Irish or Belfast coffee made with
poutine? Belfast coffee, yeah.
Back to that lady right down there at the back. See that one there? Yeah, there you go. Enjoy. Cold press. Micheál, what have you got here in the different glasses?
Because I've got three different versions of our Mickle poutine.
Yeah.
It's our classic, our heritage was our peated, and then our Connemara cream liqueur.
So do they increase in strength?
No. It's all around the 40% mark. So there is a myth around poutine that is 90% alcohol, which isn't, you know, it couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, it scares people a bit.
It does, yeah.
It?
So you never get above 60% alcohol in a home still. Mm-hmm. So if you drink poutine that you think is 90% alcohol, it's probably just really, really bad poutine. people, if they you know, they're trying to get bigger cuts out of it, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we make poutine, it comes out about 70, we bring it down to 44, 46%.
So like any other spirit.
Like any other spirit, like a gin, like a vodka, like a tequila or mezcal.
Just want to check how our taster is getting on down there with the Belfast coffee. Do you like it?
It's delicious. It's so creamy. Beautiful.
Lovely.
Amazing.
It looks so nice. I'm very envious of you trying your two cocktails down there. So take us through then, Micheál, what you were telling us.
So this is our classic poutine. So...
this is the clack. Hand over the bottle here so I can show people. Can I have a sniff of that as you're telling us?
So our founder, Porik, is a sixth-generation poutine maker. So we have a lot of family. It's very hot in here today. It's not the day to drink straight spirits. And you did say you don't like tequila, and this drink's quite like an Irish take on a tequila.
Yeah.
You know, one of the first things you always get asked, you know, I thought poutine was illegal. No, it's been legal since 1997. And the second is, how do you drink it?
So how do you drink this? I like
poutine neat. I like it with grapefruit soda. The Belfast coffee has become the signature drink. Dave at 1661 is, as you know, it's the flagship cocktail for poutine around the world at this stage. But Mickle Poitin drinks quite like a tequila. We use a little flower in it called bog bean, which gives you earthy grassy notes, similar to what agave gives to tequila. Mm-hmm. So this is 100% malt barley, similar to, you know, what a whiskey would be, but with the addition of that bog bean, and then we cut it by nose, so it's much lighter.
And what is that last drink you have?
So this one here,
green. See the
so
one.
So this is our Connemara cream liqueur.
Oh, right, is that what's in the glass there with the ice?
So this one's a lower ABV. This is 17%.
That smells lovely. Who'd like to try this one? Hey, good there woman, yourself. Yeah. Drop the arm straight up. You're dead right. On a warm day now with the ice, like an ice cream.
Yeah. Better version of Bailey's.
Yes. So yeah. It's a different version. So we make this with poitin as its base, and we sweeten it with honey instead of sugar. So there was an old drink in Ireland called Scaltine prior to Bailey's. When you're coming in off the fields, you know, if you're coming in from the farm festival, it's wet and windy outside. They take out a saucepan, they put in some milk, they put in some cream, sweeten with honey, instant coffee, cocoa powder, and you spike with a little bit of poitin, and you serve it warm. And during COVID there, when we had a lot of time to ourselves, we made it hot in the distillery. Then we got a shelf-stable version of it and it put it in a bottle.
And that's
it's been
where
super,
you are
super
with
possible.
That.
Yeah, and it's based on the granny's recipe.
And what's the last one you have there?
So this is a poitin margarita.
Okay.
So
did you make that, Jeffy?
Yeah, so it's probably a little stronger than
the
standard one.
It's actually perfectly balanced.
Perfectly
Thank
balanced,
you very
yeah,
Anyone for a poitin margarita?
So
anyone?
There we go.
Oh, good man.
Go
I'm on. Delighted. I'm going to bring it down to you myself. Chat away amongst yourselves there. Go on.
Yeah, so this, margarita is a Spanish word for daisy because it's a daisy style cocktail. And at Mickle, we're an all Irish speaking distillery. So we've coined the term noning for this drink, which is the Irish word for daisy.
Now, so I have to jump out past you here because I'm doing a special delivery down here. What's this man's name?
David.
You're here all morning with no refreshments. Now, poitin margarita. Right. Take a drink of that. I'm going to find out what he thinks of it. Well, what do you reckon?
Yeah, it's quite nice, but I can definitely taste the poitin. I would have.
You're supposed to taste the poitin.
Yeah. I definitely can taste the poitin, but it is a lot milder than
It's milder than what you would have expected. Right, we have... Okay, come on, we're going to come back down to you. You had neighbours who used to... Don't name them now.
No, well, they're gone now. They're long gone, but they made very good poitin because they used to get the malt in minches and they used to drink it themselves and they were very careful about what... But it was very strong, you know, and I'd imagine it wasn't great for you, you know, to be honest with you.
But it didn't go to waste. It didn't go to waste. There you go. That went down very well, didn't it, Micheál?
Oh, absolutely. It's always a treat. And it's funny what he was saying there is we were talking about on the car on the way down. Poitin is kind of funny because some of the best poitin out there, no one's ever going to try because it is the homemade, I'm going to call it undocumented poitin that's out there versus illegal. But it's...
Is it often nice, though? Is
it's,
it a good
yeah, it's a lot of it's nice. And, you know, everyone has their own ideas of how you test the strength of it. You know, in Connemara, where you'll shake the bottle and the longer the bubbles stay in the bottle, the stronger the poitin is.
Other
places, they'll put coins in and light it on fire. If it burns blue, it's strong. If it doesn't burn blue, it's not strong, but it's sturdy. It's all these myths and legends, which is what makes poitin so
exciting.
Well,
listen, thank you both for being such great sports and for making those lovely drinks for our lucky people who got to try them. That is Steffi Fletcher from Bar 1661 and Mickle Distillery in Galway, represented by Micheál O'Flaherty. Don't forget, if you're drinking, to drink responsibly. I'll be back in the car later on, which is why I wasn't tasting today, but I'm delighted that some people got to benefit from our drinks.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.